Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 215, Fitness Meal Plans, Why I Don't Make Them, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Optimal Living Daily podcast, the podcast where I get permission from authors of some of the best blogs on the planet and read them to you so you can listen on the go. Where else are you going to find that for free? Well, besides my spinoff podcast, Optimal Finance Daily, but other than that, who else will read to you every day? Unless you're a child who gets read bedtime stories, I don't think you'll find it for free. Anyway, it's Wellness Wednesday, and I'm back with one of our newer health and fitness authors, JC Dean, and his site is jcdfitness.com. But before we get into it, since I already briefly mentioned it, I'll make that my ask for today, and that is to check out Optimal Finance Daily. That show could use some love, and if you like this podcast, I'm sure you'll like that one too, since it's pretty much the same concept, except the blogs are about money. You can find Optimal Finance Daily wherever you're listening to this show. And that's it for the intro. Let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. Fitness Meal Plans, Why I Don't Make Them, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. Fitness meal plans, or pre-made diets, are something I've strayed from for the longest time, and I can't imagine I'll ever give in to creating them for clients. A few common questions I get on a weekly basis are, what do you eat? What do I need to eat to lose weight? Can you make me a personal fitness meal plan? Or something in a similar vein. While the questions are not necessarily bad, they're just not the right questions, in my opinion. First of all, I'll just be outright with it, I hate meal plans. I hate them so much that when I see one written out by another trainer, or even when I scan some forums and see someone posting their meal plan, I conjure up feelings of dismay. In saying that, I want to give some explanation on why I'm not a meal plan kind of guy and what I believe to be a better alternative. There are two main reasons I do not prescribe a fitness meal plan. Number one, they are restrictive. Number two, they make us stupid. Fitness meal plans are restrictive. Oftentimes, I believe we get into this mindset that there is one way to get things done, and subsequently, we feel that those with the best physiques or the best trainers must have a golden meal plan that made them look the way they do. I've fallen into this trap before. Way back when I was scouring all the magazines, I wanted to know exactly what my heroes were eating. Then I wanted to emulate this pattern because it was obviously their key to success. However, when I did this, I began to notice just how restrictive my relationship with food became. Since my favorite bodybuilder wasn't eating egg yolks in his scrambled eggs, neither did I. Instead of having a few bananas for breakfast, I always opted for oatmeal because that's what he was having. Over time, I realized that I was never straying from this meal plan, and my diet became quite boring and even deficient in certain vitamins and minerals. So even though in principle there was nothing wrong with me having different types of foods for my meals, even with a similar macronutrient breakdown, I subconsciously thought my results wouldn't be as good. Another example is a friend of mine here in town. She competes in pageants, and as she was preparing for her last one, her trainer gave her a meal plan that included fish and broccoli for her dinner meal. For 6 whole months, her dinners, for the most part, was always fish and broccoli. When I asked her why, she simply said it was the meal plan her trainer gave her. He never explained that it was just an example meal and that it was interchangeable. Heck, he may have never intended it to be interchangeable, and if this is the case, something is crazy wrong with this situation. Who's to say she couldn't have some red meat and potatoes for dinner every once in a while? Or even some fruit and dairy like pork or cottage cheese, as long as her daily macros were met? In my opinion, fitness meal plans like this can be very restrictive due to our nature of attempting to stick with the plan. And this leads me to the second point. Meal plans make us stupid. I don't mean this in a derogatory sense. I don't believe following a meal plan is really making us stupid, but I do believe they keep us in the dark, so to speak. They keep us from learning how to eat and prepare meals for the long term. You see, if someone is always telling you what to do and how to do it, you have no reason to do any further investigation, no real reason to actually learn anything. And this is a major problem. What happens when you decide you aren't going to work with a trainer any longer, or that you can't afford the services anymore? Or what if he just gets sick of you and decides to fire you? Then what? Most people will revert back to their old habits, and their current fitness levels or accomplishments will deteriorate. In this case, you just spent all this time and effort getting results, but because you failed to learn what was actually going on, you can't do it for yourself. In reality, there's nothing special about a meal plan. The magic is found in setting a macronutrient goal and staying within those calorie parameters. That is why I never, ever make a meal plan. I always give macronutrient guidelines and recommend that my people hit those macros on a daily basis, regardless of meal timing or composition. The purpose of macronutrient guidelines. If a person is accustomed to meal plans and not used to creating meals that fit within their macros, the thought of this can seem rather daunting, but the learning curve is relatively short. But guess what? Once you figure out how to create meals on the fly that fits within your macros, you'll never, ever need another meal plan again. Also, you'll no longer be a slave to eating the same foods day in and day out, unless you're like me and actually prefer uniform eating. I found that most people enjoy their diet to be somewhat varied, though. Keeping it simple. The only thing you need to know, essentially, is how to track your intake accurately. Not sure how to do that? Cool, we have just the thing you need right here at JCD Fitness. Counting Calories, the No BS Guide. All you need to know about tracking your intake and macros. After that, set aside some extra time to make some meals and fit them into your macro guidelines as best you can. It's never going to be 100% perfect. Some days you'll have more carbs and other days more fat. Sometimes you might undershoot protein by 5 to 10 grams. In the end, as long as you're consistently getting close to your macro goals and staying within the recommended amounts, you'll hit your mark. I promise. Remember, just because I'm not a fan of meal plans doesn't mean they don't work or aren't effective for some people. I'm all about educating people to be independent and to think for themselves, so the idea of making meal plans just doesn't make much sense to me for the long term. But it's just advice. You just listened to the post titled Fitness Meal Plans, Why I Don't Make Them by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. I'm curious if you've ever tried a meal plan, if you're able to stick with it very long term, and if it helped you. I thought this was an interesting take on it. Once again, super quick, if you can take a second to subscribe to my spinoff podcast, Optimal Finance Daily, I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps support this podcast if you do. And I think that does it. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you tomorrow with a brand new author to join OLD, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.